Right, we start off with cricket. It hasn't been much of a good week for the Proteas women, who fell short in their second clash in the Tri Nations series yesterday. Now, the South Africans lost by 5 wickets against Sri Lanka, their second consecutive loss in the series, the first one against India. Proteas coach Mandla Mashimbi believes they've got to learn from their shortcomings.
There's a couple of learnings that we take out of that. This game is not only about boundaries. You know, you've got to rotate in between, and they were really good in doing that. They put us under pressure. Couldn't keep them quiet for the longest period. And also the value of partnerships. And I think the girls did try, but I just think maybe we just didn't have enough score on the board.
The Proteas women will be back in action against India on Wednesday next week. Staying with cricket, Jason Rowles struck a run of ball 94 to guide South Africa under 19 men to a 3-0 clean sweep of Namibia after winning the final one-day match by 99 runs in Windhoek yesterday. Now, the junior Proteas captain, who was the match winner with a ball in the game, won with 5 wickets for 8 runs, was again the central figure, this time with the bat, as the visitors posted 253 for 8 after winning the toss and opting to bat first. And then over to some football. Orlando Pirates boss Jose Ribeiro is determined to earn a victory against Soweto rivals Kaizer Chiefs in their Betway Premiership derby clash this afternoon. Now, the two sides, who also meet next week in the cup final, will both be hungry to bounce back from their respective defeats. The Spanish tactician says today's match is a must win.
Stats are fine. It's something that we will have a look, maybe at least myself particularly, maybe in 20, 25 years, hopefully. But right now it means nothing. The important thing is to get the 3 points. We really need to come back to the winning track after a couple of not good results in different competitions.
This afternoon's match kicks off at the FNB Stadium at 3 o'clock. And then Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta says he's proud of what his team has achieved under difficult circumstances this season. Now, they missed out on the Premier League title, but could still reach the Champions League final if they overturn a first-leg deficit against Paris Saint-Germain. Now, Arteta's side travelled to Bournemouth in the league this evening. He says he recently walked into a room full of injured players.
There's a certain lineup, and we don't have them. We haven't had them for many, many months. And then I felt joy about the team and what they are doing and how they're trying, and nobody's talking about it in the building at all.
Shifting to F1 to close, teenage Mercedes driver Kimi Antonelli clinched his maiden pole position at the Miami Grand Prix. Now, he'll start today's sprint race ahead of McLaren teammates Oscar Piastri and Lando Norris. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.